All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for day two of our 25K in 25 Days program. Today's topic is I don't know how to create the money I want. Okay. Let's take in a nice deep breath. And let's call in our guides and our angels, so that we can talk about this, I don't know how to create the money I want. We call in our guides, we call in our angels, and we ask for the support and the ahas, the awareness that we know are our own divine birthright, so that we can clear the beliefs that we have around feeling like we don't know how to do something. We don't know what to do, getting stuck. We allow ourselves to receive that guidance, receive that awareness, those ahas. And we say thank you. We know that only love is spoken here. Only love is experienced here. And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even though I have this vision, I really want to create money. 25,000 in 25 days sounds wonderful, and I would love to create that. Heck, I'd love to create more. I'd love to create that ongoingly. But I don't know how I would do that. I don't know where the money would come from. I don't know who's going to give it to me. I mean, I could think of a few things. I can think of a few people that maybe could give me something. But I truly don't know where that money would come from in this moment. And so it makes me feel like I shouldn't even hold a vision for it. I shouldn't even ask for it. What makes me think I could get that kind of money? Even though I have these beliefs, I have these thoughts running around in my head, I have these concerns, and why bother asking if you don't know how you're going to do it? I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I really do love myself. I really do accept myself. And even though I have these thoughts, these feelings, these concerns, these worries, or these stuckness experiences, I love myself. I'm feeling a little frustrated. I'm feeling a little stuck. I'm asking, or I think I'm asking, I'm considering asking for a lot of money. But the minute I start thinking of how am I going to do that, I get stopped. The minute I start thinking, yeah, right. Like, I'm going to create that. How many times in the past have I wanted to do that and it didn't happen? I stop. I stop thinking it's possible. I stop listening to what's available. I stop. I get stuck. Because I think I have to know how. In addition to asking, because why else? I mean, you don't just ask, do you? Can you just ask and then trust? Like, come on. How's that going to work? Nope, got to know how. I was taught to have a plan. That plan is the how. So if I'm going to ask for $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, I better frickin' have a plan. And if I don't, well, that's just like me being 5 years old saying, I'm Superman, I'm Superwoman, I'm Wonder Woman. And my parents go, yes, honey, aren't you cute? So asking feels like that. Feels like all the times when I was young and I was patronized. Because I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what I was doing. I was kidding myself. I was pretending. It feels like that. Feels like I should know how to create some money. What if the plan is revealed a piece at a time? What if the idea is there? And then the plan to implement it is provided a piece at a time. What if I have it wrong? That I have to know how something is done, start to finish. That I have to know this is what it's supposed to be. This is how we roll. This is what it does. This is the thing. You take this, and then you do this, and then you do this, and then you do this. And then it's okay. Then officially, I can create something. What if, instead of it being like that, it's given to me a piece at a time. And as I take the step for one piece, the next piece is revealed, and maybe two pieces, two steps. Maybe the process of trusting, of creating, of co-creating is different way different from what I was taught in school. Must have a plan. Make sure you have that business plan. Make sure you know what you're going to do. Make sure. What if understanding certain things, but then allowing the divine to guide and trusting that guidance is the key? What if the connection to the divine is the key to understanding how? What if my connection, my guidance, my intuition is the key? My alignment with my vision, not my fear, but my faith is the key to discovering the how. Nope, that's not what I was taught in school. I was taught to figure it out. Heck, I was given grades on being able to figure it out. I was shown that this is the way. Must have a plan. Maybe that's only part of the way. maybe the plan is part of it, but then the guidance allows for movement and miracles to happen. What if I learned it and now need to relearn or learn a new way, a way that can be in conjunction with what I've learned, not throw it out, but add to expand and allow something new? What if the how of creating the money I need is a whole lot of my faith and my trust and my willingness to say yes when opportunities come, even if I don't understand, to trust the guidance that is given to me, so that the perfect people show up, the perfect support shows up, the perfect resources show up. And I trust when they do. And I have the distinctions of whether those resources are the right ones. I trust. What if I could trust? The guidance, because that led me to the how, that led me to the support, that led me to the resources. What if I could trust the guidance? What if I could train myself to trust the guidance? I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to learn that. I'm willing because I know that that's how I create what it is I want to create. Money, clients, business, partner, home, friends, a life. That it all starts with my own guidance, my own connection with the divine. It all starts there. And everything else is added from that point. The how is none of my business until it is, until I'm shown what to do, told what to do, guided what to do. My job is to stay in faith. My job is to hold the vision. My job is to say, yes, this is what we're doing. This is what I'm creating. This is what's next. Yes, I see that money coming in. Yes, I see the way being shown. Yes, I see the support coming here. Yes, I see the resources. Yes, it is here, it is now, and I trust that the perfect people, the perfect opportunities, the perfect resources are here for me now. And I say thank you. I say thank you, thank you, thank you. And so, all right, nice deep breath, everybody. That's it for today. Thank you for being here live on the call with us. Have a beautiful afternoon. We'll see you on the call tomorrow. Go get your divine on, everyone. Bye now.